Hi, this is Gary Entz for WXPR's Northwoods Moment in History. The Volstead Act, otherwise known as National Prohibition, took effect in 1920. In order to enforce prohibition, the federal government established the Bureau of Prohibition and sent revenue agents out across the country in order to take down bootlegging rings and to shut down illegal stills. One of these agents got a bit more than he bargained for when he was sent to Crandon to shut down bootlegging operations in the area of Forest County. In July 1926, federal agent Ed Marinus joined with Antigo Undersheriff Boff to destroy an illegal still about 12 miles south of Crandon. After dismantling and destroying the apparatus, Boff returned to Antigo while Marinus got in his car to drive back to Crandon. While driving north, another vehicle approached and forced Marinus off the road. Four young men got out and at gunpoint compelled Marinus to exit his vehicle. While Marinus stood and watched, the four men disassembled his vehicle and stripped it of all removable parts. Before leaving Marinus alone with the carcass of his car, the men told him in no uncertain terms that it was time for him to leave Crandon. Next time, they would disassemble him. Marinus was undeterred and continued his pursuit of Crandon bootleggers. In December, he joined with Forest County Sheriff John Cuse and arrested the four men on concealed weapons charges. Given a choice of fines or jail terms, the four men confessed and turned over evidence on their bosses. Agent Marinus and Sheriff Cuse raided the home of W.E. Black Gamble and destroyed his still, and they confiscated over 1,300 gallons of moonshine. Another 1,000 gallons was subsequently confiscated from other stills, and all of it dumped out in the streets of Crandon. It was one of the largest illegal liquor busts in Wisconsin up to that time, and over 100 indictments were issued to numerous Forest County residents on charges of violating the liquor law, larceny, conspiracy, arson, and one count of murder. Gamble received a fine of $500 for operating an illegal still, but it did not seem to harm his reputation any. After Prohibition ended in the 1930s, he opened the Gamble Distillery in Forest County. He sold whiskey and bourbon in bulk, and during World War II, he manufactured processed alcohol spirits for the Defense Supply Corporation. I'm Gary Entz, and this has been a WXPR Northwoods Moment in History.
A Northwoods Moment in History is funded in part by a grant from the Wisconsin Humanities Council with funds from the National Endowment for the Humanities and the state of Wisconsin.